Where we went when we went Cider's cause we go out in country back roads. To then out to a big party.
I like my
mother. And put moonshine flowed too.
Moonshine flowed, yep. Well, so now you said though that after your mom, after your dad passed away.
After my father was killed.
Was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mother learned about dancing.
Well, she married a second time.
Right.
And that's how she learned to dance. I didn't know it was so much fun. And every chance she got, she was on the dance floor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I was out there doing all sorts of exhibition dancing with my partner.
Really? You were doing exhibition dancing? Not just dancing for fun, but exhibition?
Well, we were dancing for fun, but it was exhibition dancing too. With the running foxtrot and some of those dances that they don't do anymore.
They do them on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sorry?
They do them on Dancing with the Stars.
I missed
Dancing them. With the Stars, they do them there.
Yeah, I haven't seen that for a long time.
Nope.
I have one more question. Did you get the flu shot this year?
Yep, in October.
Sharp as a wit. That was October 11th. And the pneumonia shot? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the pneumonia shots every 5 years.
When
I got
do?
It in 10.
Oh, you got it in 10. Okay.
10,
two 5 years per patient.
Huh?
Nothing. I said every 5 years per the patient.
Yeah.
Got it. Excellent.
Whatever you say, I'll say.
Oh, no. I'm done here.
Oh, you are?
So, what was I going to ask you? So earlier we were talking about shoes and hats, and she remembers when she bought them in 1960 and where she bought them.
I go to her closet and play all the time with her hats and her, look at her shoes and stuff, and I was telling her about this one particular pair of shoes, and she said, I got those in Cleveland, is that what you say?
Phillips shoe store went out of business.
It was in Ohio?
And they had a big sale.
Where was?
I think I paid something like $4, $3 or $4 a pair for shoes that ordinarily cost 15 or 20 back in the 60s.
Right. It's 100 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What city was Phillips in?
It's Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Down on 4th and... kind of thing. Not Maine. Fifth in Maine, I guess. It's close from Pogues.
Mm-hmm.
Which shoes were they?
Huh?
Which shoes were they?
The ones I remember the most are the red, the blue with the red heels and the red toe. The pumps.
What about those ones I really liked with the black flower on top?
With the what?
The plastic ones with the black flower on top.
Oh, Lord, and the I can't beading. Remember where I got those.
They're gorgeous.
Those were my dancing shoes.
Yes, I could tell.
What a life. What an amazing life.
And I have some 4-inch heels.
Mm-hmm.
I put those on today, too.
I want you to know I've made the best decisions of my life listening to the elderly, honestly. People that are older than me in life,
mm-hmm.
I've made the best decisions of my life listening to them.
Yeah.
When I was in New York, I had a nice Italian woman, and she was sharp as a wit. She was like 92, 94, and she was getting sick, and she knew it. And she told me, and I told her my husband had this job opportunity to come to the South. And she said, honey, if you got the chance to go south, go. The south was dying at one time.
Right.
And she
right.
said, I moved to the north. And she goes, and it's beautiful here. She goes, but I see it dying here now. And
yeah.
the south is coming back. So I thought about it. I was like, oh, well. And then my husband, a month later, had gotten a big opportunity to come south. Well, they wanted to go to Chicago and Detroit and all that. He said, you know, so we came down to look. And I said, I liked it down here. So we moved south.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
But... the South has changed.
Oh, yeah.
You started to say that earlier. How has it changed?
Well, I grew up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You didn't rush. You took it easy. And you spoke slowly. Now it's motor mouth.
Me too. Me too.
And I remember the first radio crystal set. Everybody was crowded around this box with these bulbs that lighted up, and the sounds came out of it.
How amazing.
But, you know, I don't remember the first television.
No, she doesn't. Tell her about your bathroom, though.
The what?
Your plumbing.
Oh, that was the outhouse.
What'd you call it, though?
The two-seater or the three-seater or
yeah.
Whatever.
Outhouse.
No. When you bought land and you were going to build the house, you got, I think it was an elm branch with a bend in it. Okay. What you did was you would walk across the ground with this bend up in the air. When you hit a spot where there was water, that thing would turn down.
It was a divining rod.
Huh?
It was a divining rod.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was, I think it was an elm tree branch.
Yeah.
But then you marked that spot as where the water was, and then you built your house according to where you could get water. But when you built the outhouse, you went to the furthest point away from the water.
How do you know which way it flows?
With the same.
You do two or three readings.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Where was that?
That was in Claremont.
In Florida.
Uh-huh. Florida.
Grandma, how did y'all keep your foods cold?
Huh?
How did you keep your refrigerated foods cold?
You had an ice box.
Did you ever keep them in a spring?
If there was a spring. Now, up in Maryland at my brother's house, yes, there was a spring. And you could keep things cold there, but you didn't prepare foods ahead. You fixed what you were going to use today, and you didn't have it leftovers because you had no way except with ice, and the ice man came every day.
Yeah,
and the milkman.
The
you had one of those doors, those trap doors. Actually, my parents live in a big, beautiful house in New York, and it actually has French doors, and it had the compartment where the man would just leave the milk. My great-great-grandfather from France actually built the house.
Yeah.
So, great. Yeah, so it's very, very neat. Very, very neat.
Well, she's full of stories, and she'll sure tell them to you if you want to know.
Well, so what about, tell me the story about the land rush and...
The what?
In Oklahoma.
The what?
The Oklahoma land rush. Remember your brother, Carl? Was it Carl?
No, you mean the rush of 1849?
Yeah.
The gold rush?
No, not the gold rush. The Oklahoma.
Oh.
Remember, wasn't it Carl and your dad?
Yeah, and my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
That
your dad's brother?
Yeah. They measured the wheels of the wagon, the circumference of the wheel. They knew how many times that wheel had to go around to go a quarter of a mile, a quarter of a section. Now, how big a section was, I'm not sure. I think it was an acre, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, so they had to keep track of how many times that wheel went around. When they got to the point that was the borderline of a section, then they turned and went at a 50-degree angle.
A 90-degree angle.
90-degree angle. Till they got as many revolutions of that wheel as would make the section. Then they squared it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how they
measured.
Mm-hmm. That's how they proved the claim of the strip in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. But they had done that earlier. Like, they had gone out previously and kind of scouted out where they wanted, didn't they?
Probably, but nothing's ever said about that.
No.
But your Uncle Carl used to tell stories about going in the horse and buggy or the wagon down the road, and there's a cloud of dust up ahead, and that was Indians. So you got your horse and wagon into the woods so the Indians wouldn't see you.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Grandma, could you ride a horse?
I'm going to go. You guys have a great night. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, Connie.
You're welcome.
Grandma, could you ride a horse?
No, I never rode a horse.
Never rode a horse.
We didn't have horses, and I never learned to ride.
Now, Carl was her oldest brother.
Yeah. He was 24 when I was born.
When did you ride your first car?
Well, we owned a 1916 Studebaker touring car that we drove from California to Maryland to Annapolis.
But she was born in California.
And I was 2 when we drove that car east.
Wow.
Now, Maryland, I thought that you went to some place, maybe it was Maryland. What was the...
Well, this was during the war, World War I.
Yeah.
And my father got work in Annapolis as a carpenter, and because he was too old to go into service, but he got work, and that was where we lived. Then we moved to North Carolina.
Right.
So.
And you had a didn't you guys buy a farm there in North Carolina?
It was.
Property, you bought property in North Carolina, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it a farm? Was it a working farm?
It was a tobacco farm, and my father wouldn't raise tobacco.
So what did he do?
He raised cotton, I think. But it wasn't profitable, and so we moved to Florida. And we finally settled in Claremont.
Right.
But, no. We lived on the...
Are you all right? You need help? All right.
Okay. She's having a hard time.
She is?
Yeah. Bill's gone to get her some help.
Okay. I didn't hear her. I'm glad somebody heard her.
Yeah, we heard her.
So that's what we're here for.
That's right.
Right here.
Huh? Did you get her some help?
Okay.
Did you get her some help?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
I didn't hear her.
That's okay. So, I was confused about this. Now, you guys lived above the A&P store. Did you guys own the store?
We owned the building.
You owned the building?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's, to my knowledge, it's still there with the name Beacock on, up on the front.
And is this where you lived during the Depression and the guy would set out the food for you?
Yeah.
Well, why would the guy set out the food for you? Because you guys worked at the grocery store, didn't you?
No.
So you just rented, you rented the building, you rented it out to them.
We rented the store room
to the A&P.
To the A&P. Then and the storeroom in the back, you know, the front of the store and the storeroom in the back.
So what was your dad doing in the storeroom in the back?
No, he wasn't.
Where was he murdered?
He was murdered in the kitchen of our apartment, which was back of the store. The store was like here, then there was a hallway and stairs to the second floor.
Okay.
And
but the kitchen was downstairs.
And our apartment was back of part of the store and the hallway and the stairs. And that's where he was murdered. Somebody apparently thought there was money and he robbed him looking for money, and he surprised them.
Right.
And they hit him over the head, didn't intend to kill him, but... And your Uncle Carl was the one who got it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had worked in a mortuary.
Mm.
And he said to the mortician, that rump is not from a fall. Because when you fall, if you pass out or you have a heart attack, you slump down and fall backwards. But you don't fall hard enough to fall, bump the side of the one on my father's head.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how old were you?
I was 12.
Yep.
It was 1926.
Mm-hmm. That's why she doesn't know who was president in
1926.
That's why you don't know who was president in 1926.
Right.
She asked you that earlier, you remember. So.
Okay. Well, I remember those a lot of things. Some good, some bad.
Yep.
Who was your favorite person to do the foxtrot or the Charleston with?
I didn't do the Charleston too much. I did some of it. But my partner would have been, I think it was a butcher who worked in the store. And we did the running foxtrot.
Yes.
No.
Was he ever your boyfriend or just a...
No, just a good friend. Mm-hmm. You didn't have boyfriends back then.
Not that your mother knew about anyway, right?
Well, I mean, you were going steady.
Right.
Or you had special friends, but it wasn't like today. You got
right.
a boyfriend, and I knew
right.
all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You
so,
can learn a lot from it.
Yep. My mother can help me out, but I'm with you. I'm here. I don't think I'm with my mother.
Best place to be in.
Yep.
What did your mom think when you had your first boyfriend?
I'm sorry?
What did your mom think when you had your first boyfriend that she met?
Yeah.
I wasn't at home.
Oh, you weren't?
I'd already left home.
When did you leave? This was to go to Wesleyan?
Let's see, I came to Tennessee Wesleyan 1 year. When I went home, I had to have an appendectomy emergency surgery. And there was no money to go back to school.
Right.
So I went to work. I worked at a company that made cards, greeting cards. A little company in Mill Park that made greeting cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked different places. But I never... I went to Washington to live with my brother Lewis, and I never went back home.
Well, how old were you when you went to Washington?
I was 18. I was out of high school.
So you went to Wesleyan then when you were 17?
Well, I went to Wesleyan 32 and 33, 34.
Okay.
And then...
Well, 34, you would have been 20.
Oh, that's a bad. Okay. Then when I went home for summer vacation was when I had to have
right. Right. So then you went to Washington when you were like 21.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to be Dr. Zach at Calvin and I'm supposed to be Zach at...
So you left home at 20.
From about then, because I had been working since I was 14.
Yeah.
My first job, I was 10.
What did you do?
Mother's helper.
did she pay you?
Oh, yeah, you got paid.
Yeah?
I don't know how much, but can't remember that, but I remember you did the dusting, you did sweeping and whatever the house mother wanted you to do. And that's why they called him Mother's Helper.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that she had gone in town one time, and I went in her closet and tried on her shoes. She
that's what I do to you.
She had so many shoes.
You still haven't told me about your first boyfriend.
I don't remember. I really didn't have a boyfriend. I had lots of friends, and I went out with different ones, but I never had a special until I started going with Phil Spaulding.
So tell me how that started.
Well, he was an underwriter for Aetna.
Yep.
I worked for an agent.
He was pretty junior at that time, wasn't he?
Yeah.
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 He was like on a, I think he was doing a rotation.
Probably.
Where he was going to different departments and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a picnic for all the agents and their employees. And I remember your father had on a blue jump, well, I don't know what you call it, but... loose trousers and a jacket, you know, in blue, and he was playing ball.
Baseball?
Softball.
Softball, yeah.
Yeah. And I looked at him, I said, that's not going well.
No.
What kind of but didn't work out.
Well, I worked for how long?
32 years.
Yeah.
And my big mistake is letting the lawyer talk me out as part of his native pension.
Right.
Because for 32 years, I put up with 2 weeks every summer, one night a week during the rest of the year.
For the reserve duty.
And he and the other lawyer got together and decided I got the house, but I didn't get the pension.
Right.
And that was a big mistake. I should have had. If you were married over 20 years, you were entitled to half of his pension.
Right.
Now it's 10 years. Now it's 10 years in Tennessee.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was the Navy. This was not state law. This was the Navy regulation. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, things didn't work that way, but they worked out.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people said I did better after the divorce than before, but I don't know. I just did what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I get to the point where I can't do nothing for myself, I don't
can't stop.
I'm sorry?
We can't just stop.
No, life goes on.
Yep.
So, you have to pick up the pieces and go on too.
Yep.
So, I think that was one thing that made you and me closer.
Mm-hmm.
Was you wanted to stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we did things together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things.
Behind your leg or behind your back?
Yep.
You
got one under your heel, okay.
So, well,
I still have that thing from the Werther Museum. You know, that pair of pliers that was cut from a piece of wood?
Uh-huh. I had those that were in the corner cabinets.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are now.
You have them, right?
No, they're different ones.
That was some... Remember the scissor tree?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same thing, only it was
yeah.
out to...
Yeah.
He'd take a piece, he took a piece of wood, I don't know, like this.
Yeah.
Kind of in a long board type shape. And he was a carver. This is this guy in the middle of Ohio somewhere. I don't remember where.
Athens,
okay. The David Werther Museum. And he carved wood and he worked in some plant and he would take billiard balls and carve do ivory carvings out of those and he just did this and did this until he was like an expert at it. And the scissors tree is he would take this piece of wood and he would carve a pair of working pliers or scissors and then he'd do ones in the handles and ones in the handles and ones in the handles and ones in the handles until you had this big tree.
Oh, wow.
So,
remember the Lincoln train?
Yes, I do. The Lincoln train with a key hanging on the hook. And he did this big layout that was like this big square of the plant where he worked.
Yeah.
And he'd show, you know, he had all the different characters there.
Yeah.
Like the guy that was drunk out on the back of the coal, pile.
Then remember on the Lincoln train?
Yeah.
The coffee pot sitting on the stove?
I didn't remember that part. Yeah.
The washing machine?
Yep, and it was on that trip that I locked the keys in the trunk.
I don't remember that.
I remember that. We were at a motel. And I think you said, don't lock the keys in the trunk, or you said, don't set them down. And I did.
You know what I did with my keys last night?
What?
I left them outside all night on the top of my car.
You left them where?
Outside all night on the top of my car.
Oh, no.
Couldn't find them anywhere today.
I remember the pool for that hotel, too. That motel we stayed at. That was on the same trip. That was on the same trip that we went to the Chinese whatever exhibit.
In Columbus?
In Columbus.
Well, Athens is north of Columbus.
Yeah, but I think we didn't. I mean, didn't we do a big loop through Ohio?
We went up to Toledo. We were going. To someplace in Cleveland, and it was closed on Monday.
Oh.
And then we went down the side of Ohio, down to Charlotte and Kentucky.
Yeah, in Grayson. I don't remember that.
But, you had a good time talking with the tour guide on that Chinese
really?
Exhibit.
Was that the army, the clay army?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Chinese emperor.
We've got the books. I've got the books somewhere.
I know. Yeah.
You want your phone back right here?
Yeah.
I think most of, you know, when we were talking about Niagara Falls, I think most of what I remember of Niagara Falls was from the pictures that I've seen of it. I don't think I really remember it firsthand.
I remember most of it.
What year did we do that?
I'm trying to think.
It wasn't the year of the month. It wasn't the same year we went to Montreal, was it? That was in 76, or that was in 67.
No. When we went to Montreal, for what?
The 67 Expo.
No, I don't think it was the same time.
I think it was before that.
I think so. But I don't remember exactly when.
No. Yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah.